Today is September the 27th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this school year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. And before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are all and all, so beautiful, our confidence and the divine Redeemer. You are Elohim and forgiving. Lord, thank you for your graciousness. You are the head of the church and the image of the invisible God. You are the judge and jury of life. You're the keeper of our souls and liberty to all who believe. You're the Messiah and the name above all names, the opener of our hearts and the perfecter of our faith. You quiet us with your love, and Lord, you are refreshing. You're the servant of all times, and you are the true witness, the underwriter of all things, and the vindicator. Lord, you're the wonderful counselor, and extra special in everything you do for us. Thank you, Lord. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Thank you, Lord, for being zealous for us. We love you, Lord. We come before you with praise and adoration, because there is no God like you. Thank you, Lord, for being in our public schools, for walking and talking with us each day. Lord, help us to gather our colleagues to pray, and then to pray privately every chance we can get. Lord, help us to pray for our students, to pray for our colleagues, and to pray for our administration, that all will be well on our campuses because of you. We thank you, Lord. We lift up the words of Jesus to you today, that we have listening ears and hearts that are changed. We thank you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are still in the Sermon on the Mount and up to Matthew 7. So let us begin. What was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "The Word of God," Matthew 7, verses 15 to 20. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits." The Word of God, Matthew 7, verses 15 to 20. The next thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to listen in to a small portion of a song about Jesus, and then I will read you the words. So let's listen in. Today's song is Greater by Chris Tomlin.
His word endures from beginning to end. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Greater is the one who lives in
From him, through him, and to him are all things. To God be the glory. His word endures from beginning to end. To God be the glory. Greater is the one who lives in me. Greater is the love of Jesus. greater than my sin, greater than the grave, above all other thrones, above all other names, greater. You are greater. He was and is and forever will be. To God be the glory. His power in us. He is strength for the weak. To God be the glory. Greater. Jesus, you reign forever. There is none like you. Jesus, you reign forever. There's none besides you. Jesus, you reign. Greater is the love who lives in me. Greater is the love of Jesus. Greater than my sin. Greater than the grave. Above all other thrones. Above all other names. Greater. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus Christ and this song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we have a corporate prayer that we pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. It is designed to be purposefully uniting as we pray together across the time zones and pausing and giving thanks to our great God. We offer a prayer prompt each day, and today, on September 27th, we are praying for students who live in a very turbulent neighborhood or home. If you forget that prompt by the time 1:16 rolls around, just pray. There are plenty needs for your students on your campus or your colleagues. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you at 1:16 p.m. today. Now, we base that on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals this year. And we are in his series called Teacher Take Courage. Today's is entitled Courage to Teach Greatness. The scripture he chose was from Matthew 23, verse 11. The greatest among you will be your servant. The greatest thing we will ever teach our students is something that our local school, district, or state will never formally assess: character. The top 10 character traits taught directly and indirectly by great teachers are love, faith, hope, work, discipline, honesty, patience, teamwork, creativity, and courage. There is one concept or exercise that incorporates all of these character traits: service, which is simply defined as working to meet the needs and improve the lives of others. Jesus, the greatest teacher of all time, taught that the one who is to be the greatest is to be servant of all. And that's from Mark 9, verse 35. He said he came to serve, not to be served. And that's in Matthew 20, verse 28. If we want to be great teachers who develop truly great students, not just intelligent ones, then we must do much more than fill their heads with information that they can regurgitate on standardized tests. Great teachers not only impart information, they also fill their students' hearts with compassion that motivates them to serve others. Great teachers give their students guided practice in serving others. In the early elementary classroom, it begins with having class helpers and simple delegated job assignments. In the upper elementary grades, middle and high school, great teachers move into the guided practice stage and provide opportunities for students to serve others beyond the classroom. This year, a high school class learned to sing Christmas songs in a foreign language. They visited a local nursing home and sang these songs to the residents and distributed small gifts that they had purchased them. The nursing home patients gave the students even greater gifts in return, a sense of thankfulness and an opportunity to be of service. One resident gave each visiting student a crocheted potholder. Upon returning to school, one teary-eyed student showed the teacher his potholder and talked to her about the kindness of the residents. Other students were struck by the intense emotional need for friendship and contact with youth many of these residents exhibited. The youth were moved with compassion at seeing this great need. A fifth grade teaching team at one school asked students to donate to Heifer International instead of giving them the token teacher Christmas gifts. The children saw a DVD which illustrated the extreme poverty in which many children around the world live and how much different a stock animal of some kind make in their lives, They were astonished at such true poverty and were moved by compassion for these other children. An elementary teacher serving emotionally disturbed children saw his students' need to serve others and started a campus-wide paper recycling program for these students to operate. The students' self-esteem soared, especially as other students watched them and wanted to become part of the team. One high school class hosted an Easter party for the life skills students at their school. It was a much anticipated event by the life skills students, who had such a great need for peer interaction and acceptance from non-handicapped students. All the gifts, decorations, and food were provided by the students themselves, who had taken ownership of the annual project. Ironically, this event was initiated by a student who came to his teacher asking her to sponsor a gala high school club, a gay and lesbian alliance. The teacher suggested as an alternative that perhaps the student could help her class start some type of service project at school. The teacher helped the student plan and conduct the activity with her class. This event touched and began to transform the heart of this young man who responded to the life skills students with great compassion. Initially wanting recognition and to be the center of attention because of his alternative lifestyle choice, he discovered that serving others was what he really needed to meet some of his own deepest needs. When we as teachers facilitate these acts of kindness, when we give our students hands-on service project opportunities, we are teaching our students to be citizens of the world. We are helping them be less self-centered and more servant-centered. We are helping them mature and become more Christ-like without ever mentioning the name of Jesus. We are being great teachers, and we are raising great students who will hopefully master the concept of service and independently continue it into and throughout their adult lives. The prayer. Lord, guide us and the students we serve to be less self-centered and more servant-centered. And that was our daily devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today is scripture from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And now as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus today from Matthew 7, verse 15 to 20. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruit. Dear Father, Almighty God, we come before you in awe of what you have done for us. Lord, help us to bear good fruit today, to have love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness and gentleness and patience and self-control and faithfulness exude from us as we serve our students and our colleagues. Only you can do that for us, Lord, for that is not our natural bent. We come before you to be supernatural in a way that you would design. We thank you, Lord, and ask for your will in our lives. And we ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.